Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. Hello, friend. It is good to have you here with us today. We are Heralds of Hope, and we believe every book in the Bible is inspired by God and will give us a better understanding of Him and His plan for us. This belief leads us to prioritize Scripture in all we do. This starts inside at a personal level, then it works its way out in many of our day-to-day choices. We thank God for His Word and the influence it has in our lives, and we want to see that influence become bigger and bigger. Today, I would like to share with you two testimonies from our listeners. We love to hear how people are affected by our program, and we would love to hear what you think of our program as well. If you want to contact us, our contact info will be at the end of today's program. Bodhi in Ghana shares with us, "I am writing to say a big thank you for educating me regularly through Hope for Today all these long years on our station. I really don't know what to say, but may God Almighty continue to bless you as you continue to bring us such life-changing messages." And Pastor Andrew from Kasoa told us, "This wonderful program on our station has been a blessing in my life in an incredible way. It also stirs up my life to seek God more with all that I have, and it encourages me to press forward in conquering the land God has promised to me. Thanks so much." And we say thank you, Bodhi, and thank you, Pastor Andrew, for writing us these encouraging notes. We are blessed to hear this program has been a blessing. And if you have a chance to let us know what you think, we would love to hear from you. Let's go now to our study in Exodus, where today's lesson is Don't Assume Too Much, and it is taken from Exodus chapter 2. We are challenged from the life of Moses to not get ahead of God. Allow God to accomplish His will in His time. This is certainly easier said than done, especially when God's ways don't line up with what looks obvious to us. We must be patient and let Him work. Let's give our attention now to Pastor J. Mark for the rest of today's teaching.
Sometimes in our zeal, we go beyond what we should. I imagine that all of us are guilty of this at some point. We get so zealous, so in earnest about the thing that we're doing, that we sometimes go beyond what is right and proper. How can we know where to draw the line? How do we know where to stop? Do we sometimes assume too much? My caution for you in this teaching is don't assume too much. And that's what I want to talk to you about from Exodus chapter 2 and verses 11 to 22. So if you can, get your Bible and follow along as I read Exodus chapter 2, beginning with verse 11 and reading through verse 22. "And it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens. And he spied an Egyptian striking a Hebrew, one of his brothers. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no one looking, he killed the Egyptian and buried him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, Why are you beating your fellow? And he said, Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me in the same way you killed the Egyptian? And Moses was afraid and said, Surely this thing is known. Now when Pharaoh heard this, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, How is it that you are come so soon today? And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and also drew water enough for us, and watered the flock." And he said to his daughters, "And where is he? Why is it that you have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread." And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses Zipporah, his daughter. Moses assumed too much, and I will point out to you the results that came to him because of that. From this, you and I can learn a very important lesson in life, too. Don't assume too much. When Moses went out to visit his brothers, he assumed too much, and so the first result of that was premature action. Remember, Moses had been raised in the court of Pharaoh. He had become Pharaoh's grandson. He was, in fact, heir to the throne. He had been raised in the court of Pharaoh, and he had been educated as part of the royal family. But one day, he went out to visit his blood brothers, the Hebrews. Remember, he was born of Hebrew parents, both of them from the tribe of Levi, and so he identified himself with his brethren. He identified as a Hebrew. He went out, we're told, to look upon them in their burdens. Remember, the Hebrews were the slaves of the Egyptians. So when Moses saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew slave, he couldn't stand it. He thought this was wrong, and it was. But because he assumed too much, he engaged in premature action. He killed the offending Egyptian, and then he buried him in the sand. Moses misunderstood really what his role should be, what he should be doing. He assumed too much. He thought he could take justice in his hands and correct the injustice that he had witnessed. I've seen people in minor roles assume too much and acting prematurely just like Moses. You see, Moses wasn't yet the king of Egypt, so he couldn't pass that kind of judgment. He may well have been heir to the throne, but he still assumed too much. He acted beyond his proper role. It was premature action. The Bible tells us in other places that Moses assumed that he was ready to do the job that God had called him to do. He must have had some deep feelings about the needs of the Hebrew people in their distress, but he still acted prematurely because he assumed too much. Moses may have had a clear sense of God's call on his life as the deliverer of his people. But you know something? His timing was off. He made a snap decision without waiting for God's direction. And his premature action only made the situation worse. So you and I must be very careful that we don't assume we know what God's plans are before he reveals them to us. In Scripture, most people who were called to positions of leadership often experienced a significant time lapse between their call and between the fulfillment of that call. Moses was no exception to that, and neither are you and me. And then there's another result that came out of assuming too much. It was a polarizing reaction. Because Moses assumed too much and took justice in his own hands and acted prematurely, Pharaoh reacted too. His anger was aroused against Moses. Even though Moses was an heir to the throne, Pharaoh would not have this young man assuming a role that wasn't his. Pharaoh was so incensed by this event that he would have killed Moses. Now we agree that to kill the Egyptian was not right. When Moses realized that his crime was known and that it had come into Pharaoh's hearing, Moses decided he must disappear. He thought that was the only way to save his life. He needed to flee because there was a polarizing reaction to his premature action. Maybe you have experienced this sequence personally in your own life. I have seen people in deep trouble today because they assumed too much and it aroused a polarizing reaction. Taking authority that is not ours, like Moses did, usually doesn't end well. And it usually doesn't accomplish God's purposes either. It's important for you and me to find our particular place in life and realize the joy of being right where we are supposed to be without assuming too much or too little. Then, if and when God wants to expand our sphere of authority and influence, He'll let us know when that time is right. So two results from Moses assuming too much were his premature action and Pharaoh's polarizing reaction. And this led to a final result, primitive satisfaction. So Moses fled for his life. He left Egypt. And the text says he went down to the land of Midian and lived there. By that time, he had learned a better way. Instead of killing his opposition, he helped these young women to water their flocks. This time, he didn't assume too much. He knew he wasn't there as a judge, but rather as a helper. And it turned out much better. So he became a shepherd for the priest of Midian, and he lived there in that land for 40 long years. Can you imagine this man who had grown up in the luxury and wisdom in the palace of Egypt, exchanging that for the life of a shepherd out in the bleaching, burning desert on the backside of Mount Sinai? It was quite a come down from the court life of Egypt to be a shepherd on the backside of the desert. But that was the result of Moses' premature action. He had to accept a primitive satisfaction. I've known some people who have assumed too much, and then they needed to be satisfied with much less than what they might have had. It never pays to assume too much, even though in this case, God provided some benefit to Moses. We're informed in the Bible that Moses acted prematurely because he thought that his people would understand that God was going to deliver them from the bondage of Egypt by his hand. He must have had some idea of God's purpose, but he was ahead of his time because he assumed too much. You and I like people who know their limitations and gladly fill the role for which God has chosen them. One of our biggest challenges is to be people who do not assume too much, but work right where we ought to be. So let's ask the Lord to help us to be that kind of people.
Thanks, J. Mark, for this teaching from Exodus, and thank you for joining us. It is a privilege to study God's Word and grow in our understanding together. Now, let's take what we've heard and allow it to affect our lives. As James tells us, we are to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. If we just hear the Word, it's like seeing ourselves in a mirror, then going away and forgetting what we just saw. Don't let that happen. Allow God's Word to change you from the inside out. We bless you as you walk with Jesus and put His teaching into practice. If you have any questions or if you would like today's teaching, please contact us and ask for it by title or by the passage. We also have a study guide available designed to help you learn more from each of these lessons in Exodus. It is called the Hope Herald, and if you would like one, we would be happy to send you one. Here are a few ways that you can reach us. The quickest and easiest way is through email. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, you could send us a letter. Send it to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Another way you can contact us is through our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. While you are there, please look on our website for this teaching and other similar teaching. There you will also find resources available from Heralds of Hope. We thank you again for joining us for today's program. I encourage you to join us again next week as we continue our journey through Exodus. We look forward to being with you then, and we'll leave you with this thought from 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all.